We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
Okay, so I am talking about gender equality, like I said. But the main problem that we're tackling in this campaign is ignorance. So I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to educate you from a point of view of ignorance, because I remember trying to get into gender equality and trying to understand it and looking through all of these websites and trying to research it, and it was so confusing for me. So I'm going to try and do like a gender equality 101 as sort of a basic, so you can understand with me as we go through this. So I think for this week's topic, we're going to talk about gender equality, but not just that, but feminism and how men can play a role in gender equality. So first of all, I think we need to define what gender equality is, because if we don't understand that, then you're going to be really lost, and that's going to be a real problem. So first of all, gender equality is a state of being where both men and women are treated equally in terms of rights and responsibilities and opportunities. And obviously gender inequality is the opposite of that, where one gender is treated better than another, which is what we currently living in today. And it could go either way. More often than not, it is women who are mistreated in gender inequality, but obviously there's cases where men are mistreated too. So I said that we're going to talk about feminism, and that's definitely a very important part of gender equality. And feminism is a movement. It's advocating for women's rights. And another term that you might hear relating to feminism is a feminist. A feminist is a person who is a part of the movement for feminism. And obviously, a feminist could be either a male or a female. It's not really defined. And what's so important about feminism is it's sort of the grounds for achieving gender equality. And some of you may have heard or may have bad connotations of feminism and think that it's a bad thing. And this is due to the fact that it's become synonymous or like relates to man hating, or that women need to be above men, which isn't what feminism is. So just to give you a brief history, because history is so important in this talk of gender inequality and feminism, is throughout history, if you look at different events and things like that, you can see that men were given more rights than women. And that's in terms of voting or property or getting paid differently. And because of this, there was a need for a movement to start. And that was the feminist movement. And obviously, I don't want to get too much into details, but there's different waves of feminism, which means there were feminism for different reasons. But it was all under the core fundamentals of women need to be treated equally to men. And somewhere throughout history, there was a group of radical feminists who said, we don't want to just be equal to men. We want to be greater than men, and we hate men. And that is where this misconception of the bad feminism has come into it. But honestly, that's not what feminism is. So if you ever want to relate to yourself or call yourself a feminist, and if you really want to understand the movement, it's nothing to do with anything bad, but it has the core in being good. I'm going to talk to you in the next segment about how men relate to feminism. So I'll be right back.
JJC Podcast Experience, bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
Okay, guys, so I'm back, and I'm going to be talking about how men play a role in feminism. And it's such another term that you may come across that you may not understand is how men play a role or are part of the conversation. I'm busy doing air quotes, but you can't see me, but that's what I'm doing. When you hear being a part of the conversation, that's a term that relates to being a part of the feminist movement, to being a part of trying to achieve gender equality. That's what being a part of the conversation is. It's giving your ideas and your thoughts about it. That's what being a part of the conversation is. And I think it's so important to have men a part of the conversation, because obviously as men, I'm speaking from my point of view, because I'm obviously a man, but it's so important to have a different perspective on it. And the reason that it's sort of debated about men being a part of the conversation, because obviously gender equality is occasionally seen as a woman's problem, when in fact it affects men and women. But feminism being a part of gender equality is a woman's problem. It's advocating for women's rights. It's a woman's problem. So obviously there's a debate in the community about men being a part of the conversation. And I think personally, it's so important to have men a part of the conversation, because just being born a man, you have this privilege. Obviously, I've seen it firsthand, because obviously I was ignorant to the problems. Then when you open your eyes and you see it, it's so eye-opening, because it's really crazy, because just being born a man, I'm given more opportunities, or I'm paid more than a woman for doing the same work, or I'm given more rights. And then you look on the other side of a coin of how women are treated, and it's sort of a sentence, because women are told not to dress provocatively, otherwise you ask to be experience violence, or women aren't paid equally to me, or they aren't given the same rights. And it's just crazy to think about it.
The JJC Podcast Experience,
bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
We aspire to empower the voice of the unheard.
So it's so crazy when you see the different sides of the coin and how men are treated versus women are treated, and it's just because of their gender. And because of this, I feel that men need to be a part of the conversation, because we have this privilege of being born into the world. We have this level of privilege. And I think it's our jobs. It's sort of a superpower, this privilege that we're given. And we can either use it for bad by taking advantage of the system and saying, okay, I'm going to get that extra pay, I'm going to have those extra opportunities. Or we can say, no, that's not what we want. We're going to use this privilege that we have to uplift and empower the women around us, instead side by side in their struggle for equality. And if you look throughout history at all of these successful and powerful men, all of them have, the reason that they're so successful and powerful is because they have these powerful women standing side by side with them to get them to achieve their goals. And I think it's just as important for us as men to stand side by side to uplift and empower these powerful women so that they can achieve equality, just like how we've achieved success in so many aspects. And another thing that we need to really look at is, if you want to be a part of the conversation as a man, you need to know why you're a part of the conversation. Because if you don't know why you're a part of the conversation, then you're not really a part of the conversation. Because being a part of the movement and the feminist movement and trying to achieve gender equality, you shouldn't be a part of it as a man just because women play a role in your life, because you don't want your mothers or your sisters or your aunts to experience any of this. I mean, that does play a part in it, but you shouldn't just do it because women play a role in your life, but rather because we understand that women are human beings too. And if you don't really grasp the identity of giving these constructive ideas and having these powerful thoughts and conveying them to the conversation and knowing why you're a part of the conversation, you're not a part of the conversation. You're more just making noise in the background and deterring the movement than you actually are progressing the movement.
The JJC Podcast Experience,
in partnership with Red Radio.
So just to give you a sort of summary of what I discussed today. So obviously I discussed what gender equality is and gender inequality, and that's just your fundamentals baseline that you need to know. Because if you don't understand that concept, you won't really understand the different aspects of it. So that's the most important thing that I hope you can take away from today. And honestly, I hope that I did teach you something, or you learned something that you didn't know, because I remember it being such a struggle for me personally. So I also discussed feminism and how it's a movement, and that a person that partakes in the movement is a feminist. I also talked about how feminism is seen as a bad thing today for certain people because of this misconception that it hates men, which is another thing that I mentioned. The reason is because of a radical group of people that took this feminism and they changed it up and they called it feminism, but that's not what it is. And that the core fundamentals of feminism is that is for women to be treated equally to men, and that's why the movement arised. I also mentioned how men can be a part of the conversation, because obviously it's so important for us to use our privilege to empower and uplift the women around us. And that if you really want to be a part of the conversation as a man, you need to have constructive ideas and you need to know why you're a part of the movement. Otherwise, you really aren't a part of the movement. So that's my show for today, guys. I just wanted to say that this was my first podcast and I hope you enjoyed it. And what to expect in the coming weeks. From now on, I'm not going to be doing my own podcast alone. I'm going to be a co-presenter with Sichaba Molete, and I can't tell you exactly what we're going to be talking about in next week's podcast because we're not sure yet. But it is going to be based on understanding and fighting and engaging with each other about problems that we face as a society, either as South African society or as an international society. And obviously having different perspectives, being co-presenters, as well as we could even have guests on the show who have in-depth knowledge about what we're talking about, and we can engage with them and share their point of view. And if you are confused about anything I said today, or if you have any questions about this podcast or the coming podcasts in the future, just contact us at redradio.co.za and shoot an email there, and we'll respond to you as fast as we can. And if you have any suggestions about what you'd like us to talk about in the coming podcast, just let us know on the website. Thank you so much. Bye.